This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan has taken a big step in her bid for a third four-year term. The Democrat on Tuesday turned back a primary challenge against Valerie Faust and now advances to November's general election. And Mayor Sheehan joins us now. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much.
Why do you think you won the primary?
Well, look, I think that notwithstanding the challenging year that we've had, we are on a great trajectory. We were in good shape before the pandemic hit after having to go through a number of years where, you know, we had the most fiscally stressed city in the state, according to the state comptroller's office. And we were able to manage through that. We've been able to attract significant amounts of investment, not just in our downtown, but throughout the city. And we're really focused on ensuring that we're investing in every neighborhood in the city. It's something that we heard and I've heard loud and clear from our residents, no matter where they live in the city, that we have to address the underlying issues that have been caused by structural racism and redlining. And we've demonstrated a commitment to that.
Other Democratic mayors in cities like Rochester and Buffalo were upset in their primary elections on Tuesday. That didn't happen in your case. What do you think the difference was?
Well, I think that we tried the best that we could, notwithstanding the pandemic, to connect with our residents and with our voters to ensure that we were listening. You know, I knocked on a lot of doors. As soon as most of the pandemic restrictions were lifted, and really have focused on making sure that we are listening to our residents, understanding what challenges they're facing, what the unmet needs are as we come out of this pandemic. And I believe that I've demonstrated an ability to manage through a number of challenging issues and do it in a thoughtful way that is as inclusive as possible.
Other results on Tuesday in the Common Council races have set the stage for some changes on the Common Council. Many of the seats were open, and of course, the Democratic primary is the key race in setting the council for next year. What was your reaction to the results in the council races?
Well, I was really pleased to see the incumbents who had challengers be successful in those races. I think very highly, you know, of Jamel Robinson, Joyce Love, Alfredo Ballarin. They've done an outstanding job representing their wards. They have worked really hard to drive investment into their communities. And so I believe that they deserved to those victories. And also we knew we had a number of open seats that were, you know, it wasn't clear, you know, who was going to come out on top. But, you know, I look forward to working with all of the new council members. It's a really exciting opportunity to have some new voices, you know, fresh voices at the table. And, you know, we look forward to making sure that we're working with them and understanding, you know, what they heard at the doors and, you know, what perspectives they can bring that will help us as we reinvest and move forward.
Do you have a message to Democratic voters who voted against you in the primary?
Well, listen, I think that it's challenging to, you know, ensure that you're going to get every vote. And I you know, am committed to representing every resident of the city of Albany, every Democrat, every Republican, every independent. It's my job to make sure that I'm listening and understanding what people's needs are, you know, what their frustrations are and how we can do better. You know, we have a workforce that is committed to ensuring that we're meeting the needs of our residents. We face challenges doing that. We're facing some of the same challenges that our businesses are facing, for example, which is that we're having trouble filling jobs, finding people to do all of the work that needs to be done. But I'm committed to listening, and I always seek to be as agreeable as I can. We can disagree about what we, you know, ultimately what policy decisions we make, but we don't have to be disagreeable with one another. So I've tried very hard to keep the conversation civil and to listen and to be as thoughtful as I can as I have to make and work with the council to make really challenging decisions.
There's a Republican candidate, Alicia Purdy, in the race in November, and an independent, Greg Adala, who will face you on the general election ballot. For people who haven't paid attention to the Democratic primary to this point, maybe residents who have a hangover from November's election and just weren't that engaged in this particular election, what's your message to the general Albany voter about why you think you deserve a third term?
I think that I have worked really hard to listen to our residents, to do, as much as we can to ensure that we are focused on our residents. This is a city of neighborhoods, and I believe that my administration has been responsive, and I also believe that I have the experience, the relationships, and the leadership to help us come out of this unprecedented time. We are not out of the woods yet. We still have concerns about variants with respect to the pandemic. We also have to ensure that when we look back 10 years from now, the money that we've received from the rescue plan, we can look at and say, we invested that in a way that has made our city stronger.
That's the federal COVID
resilient.
Relief. Sorry to interrupt. Just the federal COVID relief that you're talking about.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, I believe that I have the experience and the ability to quickly deploy that funding, to do it in a way that is inclusive, and to help lead our city forward as we come out of this unprecedented time.
Your opponents in the November election say the city has become too unsafe, and it's happened on your watch during your administration. How do you respond to that?
Well, look, I think that if you look at my overall record and you look at Part 1 crimes, they're actually down 25%. But that doesn't, address the fact that we have had an uptick in gun violence recently. We're focused on addressing that. Our police department has been successful in making arrests. We are experiencing the same thing that cities are experiencing across the country. We take it seriously. But we also have the programs in place to address gun violence in ineffective ways. And we're, ensuring that we're funding those efforts and that we're doing all that we can to make sure that those who do engage in gun violence are arrested and, swiftly and taken off the streets. So, this is a national problem, and I'm focused with our police department as well as other partners. You know, we have partners at the federal level and at the state level to ensure that we address this issue. This is about the proliferation of guns in our community. It's also about lack of access to resources, and it's also about ensuring that we are fully operational with the tools that we have that we know reduce gun violence. We were able to do it in 2019. 2018, we saw an uptick in gun violence that was cut by more than in half in 2019. We'll get back there. I'm confident that we will.
Your police chief just withdrew from the interview process for the Akron, Ohio police chief position after becoming one of four finalists for that job. Does he still have your confidence?
Absolutely. As I said, all along through this process, he has my confidence. I have a top-rated team that captures the attention not only of cities across the state, but across the country. This has been an incredibly challenging year for everyone, including those in policing. He has my complete confidence, and I look forward to continuing to work for him. It's under his leadership that we saw that precipitous decline in gun violence in our city. We need to get back up to full force. That is the bottom line. We do not have enough police officers. That wasn't a budgetary decision. It was the result of COVID, really limiting the size of the last two classes that we were able to accommodate. So we're committed to hiring a very large class as soon as we get. We've asked the state to expedite the civil service exam scoring. So as soon as we get that list, we're going to get back up to full force.
But do you worry at all that he's interviewing for other jobs too?
Look, I don't ever begrudge anybody taking an interview. I think sometimes we think that the grass might be greener on the other side, and unless we go and look, we don't realize, that what we have here is really what we want. And so, having those conversations and engaging in those interviews, as I said, I unfortunately or fortunately have headhunters contacting not just my police chief, but other leaders in the city on a pretty regular basis. And, you know, one of the gratifying things is that oftentimes they'll come to me and say, hey, I took this interview and I realized what a great opportunity I still have here in Albany and I'm committed to staying.
Last thing, you voted early in this election. Do you like early voting and do you think it's working?
Yes, I think early voting is working. I think the more convenient we can make it for people to vote, the better. I think that we have to really expand voter options. And I think we saw in 2020 that really increased voter turnout. You know, I think voter turnout was very disappointing in this primary. I think it would happen for a couple of reasons. One being that this is the first time that the citywide primary has been in June. It also was, we were very limited in collecting signatures. And so didn't have nearly as many voter contacts as we would have had, in a normal cycle of getting signatures and petitioning. But, you know, I don't take anything for granted, and we're going to be back at it, making sure that we're out talking to residents, talking to voters, and doing all that we can to engage them.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, the second-term Democrat, speaking after winning Tuesday's primary. Mayor Sheehan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.